Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Girdwood, which was originally founded as a camp for placer gold miners. Kirsty Ryan describes her hometown.
It's a great town. It's really small, but it's a cute little town that you can grow up in. I grew up in Girdwood for 8 years. It's really nice because it's in the forest and there's a bunch of animal life and wildlife that you can see, like moose and bears and stuff that are literally right in your community. There's also a bunch of little shops that you can go see, especially for tourists, like jade shops and gold shops, little trinkets and everything like that the community may have made. There is only one school in Girdwood, holding about, I want to say, like 300 to 400 kids in all, and it consists of kindergarten through 8th grade. There is no middle school and there is no high school. It's also really nice because it's right next to a world-renowned resort. It gets really convenient to be able to go skiing and snowboarding, and a lot of tourists come there, so you're able to see new people and make new friends. Then there's the forest bear, which is a great little thing that Girdwood puts together at the beginning of July for about 3 days to bring tourists to come to Girdwood and experience what it's like.
Kirsty Ryan lives in Girdwood. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Molly Reddig, Sean Carpenter, and Annie Fite. I'm Dave Waldron.